Bum, bum, bum. Hey, y'all, it's Rachel and Eddie, and I sound like a morning radio host or something. And this is my so-called mess, so welcome to it. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good. How are
Good.
you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. It's my first week of break. Well, partial break, so I live.
Is it, do you feel relaxed?
No. Because I'm already
Good.
worried about next semester, and I feel like it's starting tomorrow, even though it's not till mid-January, and I have all these things I want to do. And then I'm just
Yeah.
like getting nothing done because I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this and this and this. So instead, I do nothing. I have stuff to do today.
Yeah, a
That's
lot
not
of.
true.
I'm sure that's how everybody feels about the incoming president. You know, like it's like not happening till January, and they want to get everything done before it happens.
Oh yeah, I start the same week of inauguration. It's when I start back in school.
We went to it's like full holiday swing here, and we went to Target yesterday,
My
and
God.
my kids are having like house parties and like this week of school. I don't, it's ridiculous that they're even going this week of school, but they're just partying every day. And I bought some, so they have these houses, and Meadowlark's in the blue house and Safi's in the greenhouse. And I was like, I gotta buy blue candy. And luckily, they had a bunch of like Hanukkah candy.
Hanukkah saves the day. Wait, I don't
Yeah,
understand.
so I
They're in
bought blue
houses?
Tootsie Rolls. Yeah, so it's kind of like Harry Potter houses. Like there's six houses, and it spans the entire school. So it's not just like she's in fourth grade. So it's like pre-K through fifth grade. They all got sorted into these houses. And
Did they take a test first to decide which house they're in?
This was the first year of the house system. So they just did like a random selection, and they
Gotcha.
put like an equal number of wristbands into a box or something, and they all picked from a hat or a box.
Gotcha.
And I think next year they're only going to have to sort the pre-K kids that come in. So it might be a little more, like test like
Gotcha.
next year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it didn't work out completely well because like my kids aren't in the same house. And I feel like in an ideal world, you would just be in the house that your sister is in.
But I don't
But
know
anyway,
because, like in Harry
it's
Potter,
like a really cool thing.
you wouldn't be
Yeah.
with your sister. You'd be with your other because you might not be the, I don't even. I only know the names of the things. I don't know what they mean. I know what I am, but like.
Oh. Yeah, what I've been meaning to ask you, what house are you?
Okay, I'm gonna have you guess.
Gryffindor.
No.
No?
No. I'm also not a Hufflepuff or whatever that fucking name is. The one that sounds like Cocoa
Well, then I
Puff.
would guess you're Slytherin then.
I am Slytherin.
Oh, you know, that was my first guess, but then I thought you might not want to be
Oh, I'm
Slytherin,
proud of
and you might have
Slytherin.
asked the hat. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what
I
it
love
means.
a self-loving Slytherin. Those are the best kinds.
So, in these houses, so you said they have house parties. So, like, you go to a party with
Well,
your
today they're
house,
having a house party.
or you go from house to house eating, learning about the other houses.
No. All of your house gets together in a part of the school, and you have like a party. And none of the other
Oh.
houses are invited.
Oh, so it's like you get to bond with people you might not normally hang out with.
It's a pretty cool idea. Yeah. So, like, fourth graders or fifth graders kind of feel responsible for pre-Kers, and pre-Kers feel like they have friends in older grades. And the teachers also have houses that they represent. So the teachers don't have to do as much extracurricular work because each house is in charge of a certain event. So they divided all the events up to where, like, if your house is like sponsoring this event, then you're responsible for chaperoning.
Gotcha. And then is it like, man, I didn't get Mrs. Smith. I got the bad house. I got Mr. Poopy Pants.
It doesn't look like there's a bad house yet. It looks like there is obviously a couple really good houses, you know?
What's the best house?
But that's just making the other houses like thirsty for more house recognition.
Gotcha. Who's winning the house wars?
Umva Kelly is like the hype house. Like whenever they get called out in an assembly, they have like a theme song that plays, and they're just like, their mascot is a wolf, and this dude like wears this full like Game of Thrones wolf costume and runs around and fucking pumps the entire cafeteria up. But Sonia Doris has won the they won like the can drive, so they're like leading in the house point system. And then Izabindi, there's five houses or six. Izabindi has like the best chant, and they've got like the principal is in that house.
Interesting.
I didn't even want to tell you about these houses. I wanted to tell you about the Hanukkah can. it was like Tootsie Sorry. Rolls that are vanilla flavored.
Interesting.
Have you had these before?
No.
And then there were Hershey's Kisses that were cookies and cream flavored. And I'm like, why do they gotta change what's in them? Why couldn't they just package, like, Hershey's Kisses are pretty good.
Right.
Already.
I've seen the cookies and cream ones before.
Are already pretty good. Couldn't they just put it in, like, a blue package?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen cookies and cream Hershey's before.
Yeah. And those are good, too. Like, they sell the cookies and cream Hershey's.
Yeah, but vanilla Tootsie Rolls are just Tootsie Rolls. You don't, like, talk about, like, oh, I want chocolate Tootsie Rolls or vanilla Tootsie Rolls. It's dumb.
Yeah, it's just, like, taffy, right? It's, like, chocolate taffy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. You're right, it is. Did they have, like, okay, and then so everything else is just blue? Like, did they have green candy? How'd you find green candy?
They had, I mean, Christmas is red and green.
Oh my god, I'm so dumb.
It's pretty easy to find green stuff. Luckily, my kids were in those two houses, and I could find.
I feel.
I just got candy canes, like green candy canes. I got blue candy canes.
Were they called Hanukkah candy canes? Because that'd be really annoying.
Oh, I didn't take a picture of them. No, they were. They were just like blue raspberry candy.
Okay,
canes,
as long as I didn't say
I
like
people love that.
As long as I didn't say like Happy Hanukkah candy canes, because, but I
it's
feel
like a candy cane with the Star of David printed on it.
I felt really dumb that I forgot that Christmas was green. I just got really stuck on what candy is green. Didn't put it. That.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking I would go and there would be like the bulk section at Earth Fair. Of just like green M&Ms, and then I could just open it and fill up a bag.
They don't make
Does
like
such
just
a place exist.
Yeah, it has to be like a candy store. Just a candy store. Oh, I would love that because I love things that are purple, and I could just go to the purple section and get all the purple candy.
Yeah, I wonder what like if you went to one of those stores, they would have some interesting statistics about. You know, we never sell any of these brown M&Ms. Nobody ever wants any of these. Or, like, we go through red so quickly.
I don't like red M&Ms.
But I bet the person who works at the candy store knows
probably
what people like.
If you ever watched, now I can't think of the name of the movie, The Wedding Planner. With J-Lo and Matthew McConaughey, he made a very good push for brown M&Ms. He only ate brown M&Ms because chocolate is brown, so it's probably less dye or less bad for you.
Okay, wow.
Yep, that was in the movie.
I'm thinking of The Wedding Singer. This is The Wedding Planner.
Yes, though. The Wedding Planner is when J-Lo's a wedding planner and she gets her heels...
I love her in that role.
Yes. I know. Perfect for her. She gets her heel stuck in a great Matthew McConaughey, and Matthew McConaughey saves her, and they have this like spark. Well, she's also planning this wedding for this very prominent couple who will help her become a partner in the wedding planner business. And
like it's a law firm.
Yes, and he goes by multiple names. He's a doctor. And turns out that Dr. Steve is her, this bougie woman's fiance. And then, you know, it all falls apart from there. So, and then she has.
Good story.
And then she's, her father brings over a guy from Italy that she grew up with to set them up, and she pretends they're together at one point. It's a great movie. I don't love J-Lo, but God, I love some bad J-Lo movies. Monster-in-Law. Oh, so good.
Speaking of rom-coms, we always watch like a Christmas rom-com to, you know, lower the bar for visual media. And this year we chose Hot Rusty on Netflix.
Okay.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes, but I haven't watched that one yet. I watched the stripper one.
Oh, yeah. And Lindsay Lohan has a new one, too.
But I watched that, too. Lindsay Lohan's was good.
Hot Rusty was 10 out of 10. This was so good. Like, it has all of the elements of a typical rom-com Christmas movie, but the main character gets turned into a human out of a snowman. It's this like stupid magical element at the center, and once you suspend your disbelief for that, the whole plot is really good. Just like, oh yeah, okay, I get all this. And it's got the snowman is Ted from Schitt's Creek. Did you watch Schitt's Creek?
I did not.
Oh, okay. And he's like jacked AF. He's got like an 8-pack.
I will check
and
it
then,
out.
Lacey Chabert is the main girl.
Oh, I like Lacey Chabert.
And she sees on Netflix, in the movie, they're watching Netflix, and she sees the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie and says, oh, man, I think I went to high school with a girl who looks like that.
That's funny.
Like, what a great reference. And that... there's all sorts of little stupid... they're not called Easter eggs because it's a Christmas movie. They're called stocking stuffers.
Oh.
No, I just made that up.
I like that. Stuff my stocking.
Daryl from The Office is in it. There's a lot of good.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to tell you, the Lindsay Lohan movie, loved it. Mm-hmm. Love Lindsay Lohan. I'm a huge Lindsay Lohan fan, have been for years. I'm not.
Oh yeah, she's totally a Slytherin.
I love Lindsay Lohan so much. Also, I started watching, couldn't finish, because it was like over the top, like little phrases they use. I started watching Hanukkah on the Rocks.
Oh damn! Is that on Netflix?
No, it's on Peacock. And So this woman loses her job. I think, I can't remember, of course, because everyone loses their job in these things. And she hangs out with her bubby to make Hanukkah things. And Hanukkah's like, I get it, they're trying to make it more festive, but it's like, it's not the biggest holiday. Like, make some Purim movies. Let's learn about Purim. But the whole thing is, they're looking, and then there's this other guy whose grandson comes to visit the same town, and both grandparents, the Bubby and Zeta, I don't know if he calls them Zeta, but that's what it would be in Yiddish, Bubby and Zeta, need candles for the menorah. But not just any candles. They need the Cohen candles. Because they're the best. Wow. And they're out everywhere. And there's one box left. And that's when I turned it off. They're both like reaching for the box. Like, you have it. No, you take it.
They're going to touch hands.
They're just like, I can't do it anymore. But I did also watch. I was not a big Simple Life fan. Like, you know, Paris and Nicole. I'd watch it sometimes. I think it was like, you know, I was old, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But
I forgot about that.
Yes. But I always loved Nicole Richie. Not like Paris. Meh. I mean, she's been doing a lot of good things, but I can't, that fake voice of hers, I wish she would just use her regular voice all the time. But I guess that's how she made her money.
Yeah.
But they had a new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore, I think it's called.
What have they been up to?
So, well, Paris had two kids, and she has been working on trying to shut down and bring light to what happens in these like reform boarding school things, you know, that are terrible. And Nicole is married to Benji Madden.
Isn't she mad at? I don't know who that
He's in a band that I can't think of the name of right now that you would know. And he's got a brother. Oh my God, the Madden brothers. And she has kids, and I think she's been doing fashion stuff. Paris is also a DJ, and she just had a new album come out.
Oh,
So,
that's
oh wait,
awful.
maybe I'm wrong. Benji Madden is married to Cameron Diaz. So Joel
Whoa,
Madden
okay.
is married to is married to Nicole Richie, I guess. They were what band were they in? They were in Good, sorry, Good Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
So
Wow. All
in
like obscure early 2000s references. Yeah,
yes.
Paris and Nicole Richie, very early 2000s. Good
Yes.
Charlotte, early 2000s.
So yes, she's still married to Joel. They've been married since like 2010. They have kids. But they did this reunion, which is only three episodes, where they go back to some of their old places and like see some of the old people. But this whole idea was to put on an opera because they had written that song Sanasa, 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 that like was big during that time that they would just like sing. So anyway, that was pretty good, I have to admit.
And that wasn't a holiday thing, or was that?
No, it was just them. It was like a re like you know. All these shows that are doing like reunions or like, let's see what they're up to. Like Scrubs is apparently going to do a reboot and on
Oh,
Friday
people
Night
have been
Lights.
wanting that for a long time.
I know, but I feel like Zach Braff, like it's not, I don't feel like it's going to be as good. I don't know. I love Scrubs, you know, but yeah. No, I don't need to do anything. I lost my train of thought. As I was going to say something.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm interested in that Hanukkah movie. I feel like that's right up my alley for like shitty, cheesy holiday
Yes. So
things, you
every
know?
year, Hallmark has been trying to do at least one Hanukkah movie. But most of the
That's
time, it's
cool.
like Hanukkah meets Christmas. Like Christmas doesn't usually meet Hanukkah in a Christmas movie, but in a Hanukkah movie, there's
Yeah.
always some Christmas element. Or like they're
I feel
married.
like that's real, though. That's fine. There's a lot of American Jews who celebrate both, like.
I don't, but,
You're against that?
oh, very much so.
Whoa.
But in this movie, it's all Hanukkah. It's all Hanukkah. Yeah, I'm very much against Hanukkah's celebrating Christmas. Jewish celebrating Christmas. Look, do what you want.
That's like an interesting stand to take,
Why? You're
but
selling, why? Because
I'll back you on it.
Christmas is based around the story. I don't care about it. Oh, it's just a cultural thing. No, the background is Jesus, and we don't believe in Jesus. So, like, let it go. Do your own thing. We've got our own stuff. We have
What
our
about, okay, hear me out. What about a Hanukkah solstice movie?
own. That I can deal with. But Christmas.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, because solstice is like it has to do with lunar stuff, right? And we go by the. I don't even know which one we
Yeah, I
go by.
think it's solar, but
Okay.
yeah.
Whatever. It has to do with like things God created. Look at
Well,
me.
I'm thinking of Christmas as like Santa Claus coming down chimneys
Right,
delivering stuff to people.
but we don't believe
And
in Santa.
that's.
No.
But that, I feel like that has nothing to do with Jesus,
But
does it?
it all is based on a Christian holiday, and we don't believe in other people because the whole thing, it's not about giving gifts. Like our celebration is
I guess
about.
he is a saint. He is a saint,
Yeah,
right?
and
So he
it's not an
does.
American holiday, it's a Christian holiday. So like we have our own holidays. Ours is all about how this the Festival of Light, which is pretty awesome, which is also like there's some like other religions that have festivals of lights too. But because they're all lights awesome, but it's this was about like this miracle of oil that was only supposed to last one day to last 8 days, and the Maccabees saved the day, and like we survived this thing, and you know, it's all about survival and light and all that kind of stuff. And then we eat, like, sure. I don't care if you incorporate. Like, I think people should eat donuts and latkes on Hanukkah, but we don't have to incorporate Hanukkah, Christmas, just because we live in the States. Like, that's not one of our holidays.
I feel like for, like, I don't know if you're a non-practicing Jew, but, like, this is your stand. Like, this is where you make your, like, you know, you make your...
Well, because I think there's...
I believe in sanctity of Hanukkah.
No, it's not even the sanctity of Hanukkah. I think Jews celebrate Jewish holidays. I will go to my friends' houses and do Christmas stuff, but I'm not going to bring Christmas into... And, like, if I married someone non-Jewish, like, they could do their own Christmas. Like, I'm not going to have... I'm not involved. I mean, Christmas is not my holiday. Y'all have your holidays. I have mine. Cool. I'm good. I can watch it. I would go to... I loved going to my friend's house for Christmas. I even went to one of my friend's house for the seven fishes thing. I don't know if we did the whole thing, but we did like part of it.
I think a lot of the like American Jews that I know that have families and have married, you know, they've married like what, non-Jewish people. They want their kids to have everything, so they just do all of these holidays because it's like kids love holidays.
Yeah, but that's also like I get it. But also, like, houses that have, like, a Christmas tree, and then they put up, like, it's just to be two separate things. I get it. If your family celebrate, like, you have Christians in your family. But, like, people that just do Hanukkah or Christmas because it's, like, what everyone else does, and they don't want their kids to feel out, and they just like the lights and blah, blah, blah. No. Nope. Nope.
Nope, you're against it.
Yeah,
all
no.
Right. Heard it here first.
I'm totally against it. So it's like you're celebrating. Like I said, I love Christmas. Like, I don't love Christmas because I'm not a big holiday person, but I loved going to my friend's house. I loved Christmas cookies, all the things. But I went to their house for it because that's their thing. Like I would go to, if I wanted to experience Diwali, I'm going to go to my friend's house who celebrates that. If I want to, you know, like I can learn about it and appreciate it, but Santa does not come down my chimney. Also, that's a weird-ass fucking thing in general. Some fucking white fat man coming down your chimney, and we all just okay with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not really sure, like, why people are cool with that. It sounds really, like, my kids are, like, hard believers in Santa, and I'm just like, it's a problematic story. Like, a person breaks into your house and gives you stuff? That never happens.
Right. It's teaching back. And also, and then you go and sit on an old white man's lap to tell him what you want, and you have to be good to get it. That's like kind of, if you really think.
Yeah, that's a little pedophilia. I don't think my kids have ever participated in that. Mm. They've always known that was weird.
Mm.
We've like, we've been to a mall Santa, and they've gone, you know, like, I kind of go up before them, and I'm like, they don't want to sit in your lap. They just want to talk to you. And mall Santas are usually pretty much like, yeah, it is kind of weird. Like,
yeah,
I'll stand up and take a picture with you if you want. Like, that's how mall Santas are now.
Okay. I also don't like the fact that, too, like, the whole thing, like, if you're bad, Santa's not going to come. Like, the whole thing, or, like, say, like, a poor kid that didn't get barely anything for Christmas, or, like, and then some other kid got, like, everything. It's like, oh, Santa loved me more. I'm not a Santa fan. I think it's yucky. Also, do you have Elf? And I also don't like Elf on the Shelf. I'm going to put it out there. Don't like Elf on the Shelf. That, I don't get it.
That's kind of pervy, too. I feel like we've never... The kids know about Elf on the Shelf, and they've asked if we could have one, and I'm like, no. But then they have one at school or, like, behavioral monitoring.
Mm.
I don't know. This time of year really brings out the worst in children.
Yeah.
And I can say that having had kids for at least 9 years, it's like they get a sense of unbridled greed that kind of works on their psyche in a really bad way. And they also revert to like previous Christmases where they were younger and allowed to be more selfish. And it's a pretty like vile cocktail of things that go on in their heads.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, I'm not a fan of Elf on the Shelf, but I do see the practical uses of it as a police officer.
I just don't like,
if you celebrate the police officer holiday, whatever that one is.
Okay.
Like the Blue Lives Blue Lives Matter.
Blue Lives Matter how?
Those who observe Blue Lives Matter.
I was always sad that I wasn't allowed to have a Santa hat, but that was also like, you know. I think I snuck one. I did. I remember this now. I think in middle school, I went to the mall because I wasn't allowed to have a Santa hat. And all the cool girls wore Santa hats with their names on it or some name or their nickname. I can't remember. And I believe I went to the mall and snuck one and then like had my friend hide it for me and wore it at school. I feel like I might have done that. Ooh. Or I just made that up. So.
How do you feel about Santa strippers or like Santa theme in pornography?
Oh, cool. Fuck a Santa. I mean,
fuck a Santa.
Yeah. Santa stripper, Santa pouring candy cane things. Yeah.
See, yeah. So I think Santa's like, he's delivered some things that are culturally interesting kinks.
Yeah. I think, you know.
I saw mommy fucking Santa Claus. You know, that's.
Oh, all those songs, yeah. But yeah, I think that's great. Santa's like, it becomes like a very voyeuristic, like, porn thing because Santa's always watching.
Yeah, yeah. He's always watching and it's getting some people kind of horny.
Right. And there could be some hot things with coal, like instead of like dripping candle wax, like you put little.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, you've been bad this year.
Right? You get coal. There's something about like.
Did you just get turned on?
Huh? I did. I was just going to say that. Like, I'm suddenly turned on by Santa Claus. I was going to say, like, the idea.
No, it's okay. I feel like that's probably because of how, like, Santa's integrated into our culture so much, where it's like, okay. All right, naughty Santa.
I know. I want to. Of course, I'm a Slytherin. I want to be the naughty one. If I can get me coal, I'll still get a gift. Hot coal on me. It's a gift. Yes, I did get turned on. So I'm not getting turned on. So I bought myself a new toy recently, right?
Okay.
Okay. I'm so excited. And it was supposed to be a Bluetooth toy, so because my other one, like, that whole thing, like, fell apart. Like, the site doesn't work anymore. All my toys disappeared from it. So I'm like, okay, something's obviously up with these. Plus, like, there's some random-ass site. I need to buy an expensive toy with Bluetooth that's, like, made here. The app is, like, you know, safe. But anyway, I went to, like, open this app and it was, like, you know, red, like, that danger, like, unsecure site. Don't move. Don't go any further. Don't proceed. So I'm like, all right, well, not going to do that. I'm not going to proceed. I'm going to pretend it's not a Bluetooth toy. But shit, this thing was, it's a crazy ass toy, but it feels like it doesn't last long. Anyway, that's all. Whatever. So
what is the Bluetooth thing? So you could just control it from like your phone?
So someone can control it. And I've had this one before. We never got it to work, right? Because we're dumb. So like I can have someone who's hours and hours from here or overseas control it.
But that's not a Bluetooth thing, right? That's like a Wi-Fi thing. You'd have to connect it to.
Well, you have to connect it to your Bluetooth for, I don't know. This app, whatever. I don't know what it is. It's a Wi-Fi, I guess, or something. But it works distance. It's supposed to, in theory, it's supposed to work distance. We could never set it up right. And then you have to be online at the exact same time. And then every time we tried to use it, like it never synced correctly. And then my toys disappeared off that site.
The tech support person has to be on the phone too while you do it.
And then there was like a community.
How's it feeling?
You can just like go into the community and just like tap on someone and be like, control my toy, which to me is like, But it never worked. So I bought this new one. I'm like, well, maybe this one will be better. Again, I didn't buy, like, they have these expensive ones that obviously they've done a lot of work on their site. It works well. I just don't want to spend, every time I'm like, I can spend $10 on this cheap-ass toy, maybe more than that, or this is like $150 and like maybe I'll use it, you know, long distance, but maybe we'll never get it together to do that. So I bought the cheap one. And that part didn't work. But I'm at work and I was like, I was at work. I can't remember. But I was like, ooh, my package is here. So I was like all excited, planning on my afternoon. My package is here. Right? Like, okay, I'm gonna make sure it's charged. And then should I, because, you know, dirty videos. Should I make a video? Should I send it? Not like that I, you know, send it to the world, but like, should I, like, you know, not new number, who's this, but new toy, enjoy this, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm debating, like, should I do all this? So I'm planning this. I'm like, do I need to shower? You know, just all the things. Making it like a real fun day. Put on some good, picking out my music. Like, I had this whole thing like planned. So I go down to my, because I most of my packages has not been getting put in my parcel locker thing, you know, downstairs, which is fine because nothing's been stolen. And the times that I don't want it in the locker, it's been put there. But I've been getting it by my door. But anyway, so I'm like, they're like, package. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I might have been working. I don't remember what I was doing, but I went downstairs, having this whole little scenario in my head, trying to like think dirty thoughts, you know, dirty Santa thoughts. And then, so I come upstairs, I open my package, and I see like beads and all these little things. I'm like, oh, did they send me like extra things? I can tell that it was beads. I'm like, are these like, I was trying to think like, from far, I'm like, are these little like add-ons? Like, I don't understand. Is this like, are these mini butt plugs? Which makes no sense. Who wants a mini tiny butt plug that's going to get lost up your butt? But I can't figure out what it is. And there's some glittery stuff. And I'm like, somebody sent me all this extra stuff with it. And then I'm like, oh, and then I see something about gel nails. Gel nails, like nail polish.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And it's like this machine, and I look, I'm like, this is not my package. This is not my package. Someone else's package was put in my mailbox.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So when I opened their package, because who looks? Who looks? It's in my mailbox. In my locker where they have to go and put in my name and put the code in. Like, it all, there's no way someone else's package should be in my locker. So I write this note. Mood ruiner. I wrote a note because the package was open and I walked to the person's door and put it by their door. And I was like, I didn't knock on the door, but I'm like, sorry, like this package was in my, you know, locker, was put in my locker somehow. I didn't realize it till I opened it. But then I'm thinking, now where the fuck is my package?
Yeah. Who opened that one?
I don't know. And are they going to keep it? Because I would have. Right? Because there's no way of knowing.
I mean, yeah, if it's a... I don't usually keep... First of all, that sucks. That happens a lot, I'm sure. And people are probably like... The people you gave it back to are probably pretty understanding. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I hope they don't think like...
That's happened to me a few times. And I just throw the note away. I don't even think any further about it. I'm like, yes, this happens.
But I think it was just because it was open. That's why I left a note. If there wasn't a note, if I hadn't opened it, I would have just put it by their door. But I'm thinking like, okay, so.
People just want their packages. So it's not like, you know, it's like, it's here, fucking finally.
But what if someone, then I'm thinking like, okay, now my package is missing. Like, where is it? It actually wasn't even missing. I don't even know how that package got put in my mailbox, in my locker again. I have no idea because my package came like a little bit later. To my door.
Yeah. So being on the other end of it, though, if you get a package and it looks pretty good, I've never really experienced that. I've never had like package envy when something comes in and I accidentally open it. I've never actually been like, "Oh, this is awesome stuff that I would love to own."
Well, I figured. Here's what I figured. When I opened my package, when it finally got here, if the part that was open where the actual toy was in, like, you know, it came in, it wasn't just like floating around the box. So if it had come around, if it had been taken out of the packaging, I would have thrown it away or said I never got it, you know, or something, or said I would need a replacement or returned it because I don't know what they did with it, right? Like, they could
have
stuck it up their butt. They could have done anything with it. And I'm like, that's. Then now it's a used toy.
No, you want yours straight off of the dildo press.
Exactly. But it came to me, the package was closed, but I was like waiting for some knock on the door and some guy to be like, here, I got your vibrator, or, you know, whatever. And then, lo and behold, another package from another company, which was my monthly subscription for my skincare stuff. first it said bad address, which I don't have. I think it was some new courier company. I think it's just a guy in a car that drives around and drops stuff off when he decides to, because it said bad address, mm-hmm. and it's the same address. They're like, that's the address we, you know. So the company who sent it to me already put in for a replacement order, but it wasn't going to be the same items, which would have pissed me off. But the next day it said item delivered. But it's not like Amazon or UPS, where they like take a picture or they say where it's been delivered to. It just says delivered. It wasn't at my door.
Yeah.
I went looking all around.
This time of year, you can't even count on your package.
I know. Right? It's so stupid.
It'll either come in 1 or 2 days, or like I have some stuff that's going to get here January 7th.
Oh.
It's like I ordered it like at the beginning of December.
That sucks. Well, mine ended up showing up, this nice young man, because I walked around my apartment, not my apartment. I walked around like, oh, maybe the guy put it like changed two numbers, you know, like read it wrong. So I looked, you know, a couple places, couldn't find it. This gentleman came and knocked on my door and he's like, I have something that belongs to you. I was like, thank you. You want to come inside and play with my new toy?
Ew. And if he was hot, then fine.
Yeah, no, he was. I mean, he was cute. He was probably like 22.
Okay.
Which could have been fun.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't invite him in. I felt bad later. I'm like, I feel like I should have given him like a present, like a treat, like thank you so much. Do you want a piece of candy? Which also would have been creepy, because now I'm offering a stranger candy.
Yeah, you're like, what? What could? I could do the I have an opportunity to do the creepiest thing I could possibly do right now. I should have said, do you want to sit in my lap, little boy? that's what you should have said.
Tell me how you want to be naughty. I'm the opposite of Santa. Tell me how naughty you were this year.
Like, tell me how naughty. Are you on the naughty list?
I know. And if you're not, then you get, like, the most blandest vanilla gift.
My daughter sincerely asked me if I thought that she would be on the naughty list, and I'm like, let me think about that. It's such a weird question to be asked sincerely.
That's so funny.
I almost have to, like, shift gears and be like, well, you've been a real shithead this year, so maybe...
It's also funny when you think about some of these things, like naughty is one of those words who for like when it comes to Christmas, it's like the naughty list, right? Like for kids. And then like it, but naughty has such like a dirty, like so even when you say it's like, are you naughty, right? Like it just brings out those dirty feelings.
Yeah, it's like finger on your lip.
It's like daddy being naughty
and turning, you know, turning your back away from somebody and mm-hmm. finger on your lip.
I just noticed this, but it's just started pouring, and I hope it stops soon because I have to go all the way up to North Austin.
Oh man, like rain this time of year is so dumb. When I see rain, I get so mad. I'm just like, couldn't it just be snow?
No.
I don't want rain though, because it's usually like super cold rain.
Yeah,
like,
that's
is it
true.
Cold there?
No, it is. Currently, it's not super cold. It's 67 right now.
Oh, that's not bad. But when it's like 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the worst.
Oh, thank you. Or like even like 36 degree rain, just stop it.
It's supposed to rain all day. It's supposed to rain on Christmas Eve, it looks like. Rainy Christmas. That's naughty.
Yeah, I don't know how we could make that.
I know, I was trying. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. As I'm sucking on a candy cane. But candy cans are also, like, thin and, like, weirdly, like, I don't know. Candy cans aren't that sexy.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not. You don't want your penis to be shaped like a candy cane. Then you've got, like, a real problem.
Do they still make those, like, grape candy canes, the purple candy canes?
Oh, yeah. So candy canes come in all shapes, flavors, sizes. Like
candy canes
are going strong. I don't know if they're pulling out last year's candy canes and letting us buy them again. But
that can be.
Candy cane. the candy cane business is going well.
And you can get girthier candy canes. They're not all super, right? Like
you
can...
You know, I hope for your sake that you can.
I haven't been. I realize I'm like, I haven't been to like Target since like right after Thanksgiving, I think, because I'm just like, oh, I can't deal with those stores. So I haven't been around like, mm-hmm. Well, I guess I've been to the grocery store. I don't know. I just haven't even noticed candy canes.
The Target in Athens has a real, like, two-aisle Hanukkah section. You'd probably be pretty impressed by.
I would be. I get more excited. I'm more excited for when Candy Hearts start coming out, which I know everyone hates Candy Hearts, but I fucking love them. That's what I'm excited for. After Christmas, then the Candy Hearts start coming out.
Yeah, they just shift straight into Valentine's.
And I love some chalky candy. And by, did you?
I mean, that stuff was all printed in like 1957, and they're still going through it.
Probably. You can get your own made though, like Dirty Hearts.
Like, what are some phrases from the 50s that you know? Remember when they added like "text me" and that was like a big deal?
Yeah, I can't.
Like,
even...
It's like, hats off to you, hun.
I can't even think of any like old like phrases. The only thing that's coming to me is like, yup. Yup. But that wouldn't have been from the 50s.
Hike that skirt up, dear.
Clean those dishes a little better, dear. Yeah, I don't know. It is really like, it's not even raining that hard. There's just lots of leaves falling. I don't know why I'm mesmerized by this right now.
Well, it's still fall until tomorrow.
Wait, winter start?
Or wait, hold on. Is this solstice? It's like Friday?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't even know what day it is.
I don't either. I've lost all track of reality. Do you do solstice activities?
Yeah, we got a solstice thing. Sometimes solstice, for a lot of our friends, solstice is bigger than Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we're witches.
Yeah.
But I have to make a split pea soup for a solstice get together.
Yeah, I love split pea soup.
Yeah, it's a pretty good wintry soup.
I miss my dad's split pea soup. Yeah, I think I'm probably doing nothing for it. I'm taking this time to just chill. Actually, I still have to work and do other stuff, so I'm like half on vacation. Like, part of my life is on vacation, and the other part just has to do the regular things. So, I work. Oh, and Saturday is Texas Clemson game.
Oh, right. So this is the playoffs?
Yeah, the winner of Indiana Notre Dame, I believe, will play. Will play Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So.
Is that a big game? I don't know anything about it.
It is.
Remember I was telling you my friend, I have friends that got really into the dogs.
Yes.
I asked them about it and they're like, oh, we have no idea what's going on. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
so the
gotcha.
People who I thought were like really into the dogs are kind of just like moderate fans.
Gotcha.
So I think.
Yeah. So
you can't trust me.
The Sugar Bowl is next, and if it keeps going, if we keep winning, and if Texas keeps winning, then we could both meet in the national in the national championship game, the last one. So we're on one side with like I forget who. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But we have to keep winning. We have to win the Sugar Bowl and then the semifinals or quarter. I think that's the quarterfinal.
I did know that. Like, to win the championship, you have to keep winning.
Yes. That is what happens. Yes. It's one and done. So, yeah. But.
Well, go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Or go Texas. Go Texas? No.
Well, I mean, so Because I live in Austin, I think it'd be fun to see. And, like, I know people that are big Texans. I think it'd be fun to play them a third time and beat them, hopefully beat them a third time. Also a little scary. Mm-hmm. But I just want to see Georgia in the finals. And then I want an SEC team to win.
Okay.
So that's the most important part. I don't want Oregon to win or, like, someone like that. But anyway, that is that. Do you have new stuff on the horizon starting this
week? We don't have any new things. There's been a couple new episodes of Containerized Freight. Go check those out at athenspublic.com. We might add a video component to this podcast.
Yes, we need
to. So maybe in the new year.
Yes.
We'll have a theme song and a video.
Yes, which means I'm going to dress up. No, I'm gonna come naked. I'm just kidding.
I'm just going to wear Santa Claus. Like, varying sexy Santa Claus outfits throughout the entire year.
What if every week I wear, like, a new, like, I have a new theme. Sexy nurse.
That would be fun. And we could coordinate.
Okay.
Like, but, you know. That sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound like a work. I'm just trying to think, like, what I have.
Don't get your hopes up, guys.
No, I'll be in my bed. Maybe stole my pajamas, but that's okay. Well, you have... Wait, I don't even know when Christmas is, but happy holidays to y'all. Everybody, whatever you celebrate. Happy winter solstice. Be naughty. Get naughty. And send us your questions to My So-Called Mess podcast, or go on Instagram to My So-Called Mess, or to Fig Life. Until next time, y'all, peace out.